At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, everyone. Put away your pina coladas and your shot wheel, because it's time. We are back with another coverage, another episode of Below Deck Down Under. I am Captain Sasha. I am back with our Chief Entertainment Officer, our Mullets and Buggies Officer, Chappelle. Welcome. We made it. Somehow we have made it to this week.
Sasha, we back. And I think I have a new costume for our reviews, because that mullet and budgie thing, I can do that. I think I can pull that off.
Yeah. Listen, whatever you choose, because I think we're coming close to the end of all of this. So they've got us to now 112 reviews. So we're zooming, people. So I do think that TikTok for you, it is time.
Yes, it's time. I'm ready. I'm excited. I got a few more crunches to do, but I think I'll be ready.
Yes. In time. Great. So are we saying that you're going to do it on like the last one? Like when it's the reunion? Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you want to tune into the reunion episode?
If nothing else, I haven't made a costume in a while. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
It's time. You can send me, I'll send you some ideas too. As the Greek toga queen, but we have so much to talk about. And also, you know, we're obviously not live, so we miss you, chat. I had jury duty. What can I do? Okay. So we just have a lot going on, but we're still putting stuff out. And with that, few housekeeping things as well. Next week, should we announce it? We have a special guest coming on.
Okay. Who's coming?
Sharon Tharp is going to be here.
Yes, everybody. Sharon Tharp is an icon. This is going to be so much fun. We know that she, you know, follows Below Deck very closely. Mm-hmm. She's all tapped in. This is going to be a great time. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm so excited for her. We've been messaging about how I was too scared to ask her because I was like, is she too busy for us? I don't know. But turns out, no, she's happy to be here. So get excited. And we should be back at our regular time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays. Allegedly, right. We will be back until you don't hear from us. I don't know. But with that, I think it's time we get into it, Chappelle. We started, you know, this episode with the seizure. I think they said it was a seizure. And thank you to everyone that has, you know, that messaged us and wrote to us in the patron Discord. If you're not a patron, join, you know, chatting about how this probably is a seizure and that he will be okay. And turns out he was okay. Thank goodness. Everyone sprung into action, I think, fast, which is what saved him. And turns out this has happened before. Ooh.
Yeah, I guess it can't be that abnormal. And we found out the crew is also trained in first aid, obviously.
Yes.
And, you know, just emergencies. But they have to call a doctor to come out and to take care of this man. And so him and one of his other buddies, they go off to the mainland and they go get help. And eventually they're able to return. So good job here. It was very stressful for a bunch of the people. We saw Aisha was really struggling with some of
this.
But I'm very happy to find out that they're all okay.
Yeah. And they were a great friend group, right? Where one person said, like, great, I'm going to go with him, go to the hospital. And with all of this, like, one of the guests is crying. And I was like, oh, this must be really hard for everyone. And we also find out Aisha's brother passed away at 24 from, I think he had a brain tumor, right? Or brain aneurysm. And it's just, that is so unfortunate. And what a, you know, horrible way for that to come up for Aisha as well.
Yeah, she was obviously struggling with it. It's very sad. And she said her brother had a bunch of seizures before as well. And so this kind of just hit close to home. But like I said, we're very happy that they're fine. You know, it could have been way worse, you know, and so everybody's blessed in the situation.
100%. And with that, right, they're going to start back up. And so do we, because the wheel is back out now that, you know, Josh has gone to the hospital. They said, great, we're spinning again. And Margo has to be on with the drinks. And turns out Margo is a little too on with said drinks.
Yeah. Can we just go ahead and just break down the Margo
let's do it.
Of the episodes?
Yes. Yes.
Margo gets a text. Sasha, I wasn't expecting this. I'm not going to lie to you. This Luke text really threw me off.
Yes. And for folks that maybe haven't watched this episode and are listening, Luke, right? Just again, folks, if you need to fast forward this, it's okay. But we're going to talk about sexual assault really quick, unfortunately. But Luke was fired from the boat for assaulting Margo, or for attempting to assault Margo on camera. This happened. So I have the text, Chappelle. The text said, hey, Margo, please excuse my silence during this time. I was respecting your boundaries. No, if you were respecting her boundaries, you would have never done what you did. Okay.
Yeah.
But then says, if you're willing, I would like to give you a call when you're free and let you hear my words. Kindest regards. Who wrote this? His lawyer?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like it's like to save face. It doesn't feel very personal, you know? Kindest regards to like someone who you considered a friend at one time. I don't know if that sounds
and
like,
and hooked up
know.
With. Like, how dare you? You're disgusting. And just Luke's shamelessness has no bounds. And I can't believe that poor Margo has to, you know, put up with this. And I think she does end up saying, right, Chappelle, that she's going to bury it deep inside, which the only way that she knows how, I think, is to drink to mask the pain.
Right. And I don't even know how Luke can atone for this kind of thing. Like, I want him to leave Margo alone, obviously.
Right.
Leave her alone. But like, you know, he's trying to apologize in a weird way. But then, you know, this happened in real time. But then you and I sat on here and talked about, look at all the social media posts. And he's like acting like I'm the bad boy of the season and things aren't what they seem. Now, what are these text messages about? Right. Like, either you meant this or you didn't. And it's starting to feel like you didn't mean this. And this was just for TV.
That's what I'm saying. It's either TV or someone was like, hey, you need to like apologize so that she doesn't, you know, press charges onto you. Because guess what? You're caught on 4K HDTV. What are you doing, dude? And then to say, like, let you hear my words. What? He was very clear not to apologize.
Right. When you could have just led with that. Like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, you know, for what happened. Literally, that's the first sentence out of your mouth. You haven't talked to this person since the day it happened. Start off with that and then see if they want to talk to you. But you need to be very clear that you are apologetic. And then you also, you know, like take responsibility for what you did.
Yeah. And he's admitting guilt. I think that's unfortunately what's going on here. And he's a piece of shit. He's going to stay a piece of shit. And like the shit, we're going to flush him down the toilet, because turns out this is going to bring up a lot for Margo, which I feel like that is the most normal reaction, is for a lot to come out. But she does say that she doesn't want to share, you know, and share her burden and burden more folks, right? They've already kind of stood up for her, helped her out. So she doesn't want to keep doing it. And then she starts having a shot here, polishes off a pina colada there, right? And then she's drinking a little more and a little more and a little more. And then, you know, we even hear her saying, right, this is the best thing I've had in a long time. It's a pina colada.
Yeah. It's not that good. I mean, y'all drink basically every episode for the most part. I think it's more like this feeling of relief where she's able to kind of release that Luke stuff from her mind. It's probably like their endorphins are probably there. You know, she's probably feeling very good in that moment to not have to carry that, because she's using that alcohol to bury it. But she going in, Sasha. I mean, she basically cleans the pina colada thing. Aisha says like she sent it down there, and then when she went back down there, it was empty. And so this is not great. You know, I know you had told me before that people had gotten in trouble and gotten fired for drinking on the boat.
Yeah, for drinking, for drugs, like all kinds of things. So again, she then starts, I feel like, acting really weird with Sheffy, right? Where I'm just like, Sheffy's like, can you taste this? I just like, it's so good. It's amazing. Da, da, da. And I'm just like, what happened? What? Are you all right? And then Aisha says, I smell the alcohol on you.
Ooh. Look, as somebody who has been drunk around people, that is always my biggest fear. It's like, do I smell like I'm, like, you know, like you feel like it's coming out of your pores, you know, like it's definitely in your mouth for sure. You know, obviously you got it on your breath.
Yeah. But
when you're drunk, you can smell that all over you. It's like you sweat out all of those random like toxins and it comes out in like alcohol scent. And this is your boss. You know, this is definitely not the right person to be drunk around.
100%. And this is where I do believe Aisha does the right thing, right? Because Aisha's like, listen, I'm noticing that you're a little bit off. What's going on? And she's like, yeah, there's a lot going on with me, and I'm kind of drinking the pina colada, which I was like, how can you admit it, right? At least you didn't lie, I guess. But Asia's like, did you have quite a bit of it? Because I can smell it on you. And she's like, Aisha, you know, it's just so good. And she's, I don't want you to drink your problems away. But low-key, she has a tell on her. And I was like, another firing? You must be joking.
Oh, yeah. Sasha, I thought this was it. I thought we were losing Margo too. And if we lose Margo, yeah, it's her fault. But it does feel like, again, this is Luke's fault. Luke, leave her alone. You know, like, damn, you already then climbed in this woman's bed, been inappropriate with her. And now, you know, that trauma is starting to, you know, starting to ripple effect through her life. Yes, you know, and now exactly. That you're texting her, she's drinking at the job. It's like, she is responsible for her actions. Yes. But a lot of this has been caused by the effects of that situation with Luke. And so I really didn't want her to get fired here. I don't want anybody to get fired normally, but especially in this situation, because it feels like, damn, she's going through a lot right now and she just needed something to kind of help her cope.
Yeah. And I feel like Aisha does a really good job kind of explaining that to Captain, because she's like, listen, I am concerned. I smell alcohol in her breath, you know, and she's like, the pina colada was not finished before Margo. I'll just say that. But then she does say she's also, I think, going through a lot, and she's kind of using alcohol as a crutch. So Captain Jason was so even keeled, and he's like, just take her off service for now, especially with these guests. And then let's go from there.
Yeah. And he pulls it to the side and he does the Captain Jason thing. Captain Jason feels like he's always stern but fair, you know, like sitting her down and saying that he doesn't want to, you know, be mean to Margo either, but he has to say the words. And she looked drunk too. You know, she's wearing like that half the luau outfit. Yep. She's got glasses on. Ma'am, it looks really bad. And so maybe you need to go sit down somewhere. But I think they let her continue to service, right?
They do. Cause I think once he talks to her and he's like, are you good? are you good to do with the service? She does say yes. So it is what it is, I guess. And that's really it with these people. Like, we do have the island again, the shrinking island, which equals drama. But I feel like we didn't even get any footage of them, like the guests on the island. And that's when the pina colada stuff happens. And we do get a Hawaiian dinner, which is like chill party vibe. We get the fried rice in the pineapple. The food looked really good, must say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime you tell me there's pineapple involved, I'm there. Give me pineapple, mm-hmm. coconut. I know you like a good coconut well. Yeah. You know, like we're in there. But, you know, this is a Chefy's on her bag again. You know, that she does surf and turf really well. And I think that really mm-hmm. plays well for, you know, a yacht in general, you know. And so this Hawaiian thing was pretty cool. I don't know. Yeah. Like, it's a boys trip. So, you know, it's going to be pretty like standard, you know, nothing crazy. As far as, you know, like the theme, you know, we'll see the girls trip later on. And that's when people really start to unleash.
A mess, right? And I must say, they were crazy when they were on, but we have just seen much worse happen. Like, again, tell me if I'm wrong, everyone. But I just feel like everyone is going to bed after food. And that's it. But no, where's the drama? Where is the people jumping off the boat? Where are the people, you know, being loud and obnoxious and fighting or hooking up or, you know, messing around in the jacuzzi? Like, please get net producers. Y'all gotta get guests that don't fall asleep at 1 a.m.
Yeah, these were gentlemen of a certain age, it seemed. And so they looked like they had had their fun and it was time for them to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of tame. It really was. We did see some flirting, though, going on the boat with what was it? I think this is when Jamie and Culver are really starting to flirt a lot. And then, you know, I got to bring it up.
Yeah.
Your boy Joao and Sheffy. Now, look. Galley girls, galley guys, the crew here.
Peanut galley. Yeah.
The peanut galley. Listen, I'm not here to say I told you so. But Sasha, the man is a changed man, okay?
He's not changed. He just happens to be a man with a pulse, and Sheffy needs attention.
He is a changed man. And Zerina, everybody is picking up on
she wants attention.
She do want attention and she's getting it. Look, and even Aisha is supportive here. She's not too bad.
Aisha said, you're an idiot, but we're all idiots.
But we're all idiots sometimes. And look,
yeah,
I don't know. I have to disagree with Aisha because Joao seems like a good guy and him and Sheffy are bonding. So you have Jamie and Culver who are bonding as well. And that's good for Zerina because she, you know, she needs to get over the Culver thing. That's gone. Mm-hmm. But, you know, over these two episodes, Sasha, like I said, I'm not here to tell you I told you so, but
it's okay.
I'm kind of shipping it. I'm loving it.
You didn't have to deal with the crazy, you know? So you weren't with me in the trenches.
I wasn't shooting in the gym.
You don't know. You just got to see him at his NBA prime, but when he was breaking ankles, literally. Like, please. Okay. So here's the thing. I'm not mad at it. I do think it's messy because now that her friend is going to watch all this back, they're going to be like, oh, we really like Joao is loving the crew.
Literally, the crew.
Yeah. So it's too much. But I'm not mad at her. I think Sheffy is very honest. And she's even like, let's keep it casual. And Joao is like, almost drowned in that, you know. So he's ready. He's like casual. So they hook up. Yeah. I mean, not hook up. They can't. No, they hook up. Yes.
They hook up.
Episode one, they're flirty. But then at the night out, she said, don't embarrass me, which is like been there. And then she just kisses him.
I was about to say, don't you know that feeling of like, oh, I'm about to do this stupid thing. Please don't make me look like a dumbass.
Oh, my God.
No, Sasha laughing like, way too hard.
Listen, you know, when I went to Vegas with my college friends, a lot of things, you know, came back up, a lot of memories while we, you know, laid in bed for most of the day. But is what it is. Y'all, I will say again, Zarina said, blame it on my, you know, vagina. And I think that's valid. Zarina says she would like attention and she gets it from him. And it's for the most part positive attention, right? Like, it's not negative. They just have like cute banter. And the only thing I'll give you, Chappelle, is that I love this kind of mean banter. Like, I was like, that's what I like. But but the thing is, do you know that is Joao is being funny or if he's being serious?
Nah, he is. He's being funny. Do you know if Zarina's being serious or funny? She called that man a slut.
And what?
And then she said she was seasick the next morning when she didn't want to admit that she liked him. I was like, yes, Sheffy, that ain't seasickness. That's butterflies.
No, that's seasickness. The anchor was dragging. That wasn't down.
No, the anchor didn't start. Didn't stop her from talking about how beautiful his thing is.
She really said, "Your dick and I will be best friends."
She called it beautiful, lady.
Which I was like, "Wow, it must be like." She but you know whipped. What, crazy people, it checks out.
She whipped. There you go. That's all it is. She got a taste, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I need some more of that." And so.
She's like, not you. If only that wasn't connected to that.
Nah, she seems like she likes all of it. This is the cutest thing I've seen on Below Deck thus far. They are like stealing glances at each other all day, aren't they? When they get back, they're grinning at each other, giggling and stuff. Like, y'all already did it. Well, y'all, what are you laughing about now? They're like little kids.
Because they want to do it some more.
Well, they did it a bunch of times, according to Joao. You know, he's like, yeah, we got to know each other.
Go to bed, weirdo.
No, they were never going to bed. These people.
More. Yeah. And more.
I'm pretty sure she said she was in pain too the next day. That she was sore.
Yes. She's like, girl, she probably haven't in a while. That's all. No. No, listen. Who am I to drag? Okay. My girl was fulfilled, maybe more full than normal. Maybe she's used to. And I think that, yeah, probably being with a crazy human like that, it will get you in a blender. So she's not wrong. And good for her for being fulfilled. And you know what, Joao, you did a good job that you fulfilled Sheffy.
Yeah, and I'm so happy Sheffy.
I'll give him that.
I'm happy for Sheffy, too. I'm happy that she found love in a hopeless place. You know, yes. She's in love.
Hopeless. Yes. Bold italics.
She found love. And this is a good thing. We support love here. Love. We love love. And so very happy for Sheffy. And Joao, my dog, I see you. I see you out here. I knew it. I believed in you.
It was crazy. I can't. I just love how she said, don't embarrass me, and just goes in for the kill. He did not know what to do.
He's right. Because like,
I'm here all night. Trying. This is.
Yeah. He had been trying to shoot a shot. Even like, you know.
Yes.
What if we were to. And she's like, but my homegirl. You know, the women in these episodes are really taking some L's. You know, like the look, let me just take you through a journey here. The boys' trip. They came, they had a nice peaceful colada. It was nice. They went to sleep. Yeah, they were good on their best behavior. Look, and then Luca shows up. He says, you know, I'm kind of liking Jamie, but guy code, I can't get in the way of Culver. He steps out of the way. Look, Jamie didn't care nothing about girl code.
If Jamie wasn't giving Luca a little bit of something, he'd be like, okay, got it. I'm in.
Listen, she tapped in. He said, that's Culver's area, you know, that she's got her dude. I'm not going to impose on that. Look, Jamie came in. She's like, I need to get, look, I like Culver's attention too. She stepped all over the girl code. And then Zarina was supposed to be looking out for her home girl at home, but she then stepped over the girl code too. Aisha told her not to be an idiot. She stepped over Aisha. Look, these girls just don't believe in the code, Sasha. What's wrong with y'all?
The thing is, right, men view women as property. Okay,
you
are correct, actually, that men will let go because they're like, oh, that car is not mine. I shouldn't sit in it. Just like that, they see the women.
No, see, the women are like, this car belongs to me because it's mine women, and I want it.
Women are like, oh, men are human beings. So they are able to be multitudinal and dimensional. So we are able to build.
We're going to talk about how dimensional the women were in the second episode when they start fighting over lactate pills.
And what? We support women's rights and wrong. No, I'm just kidding. I have something for that, Sarah. Just you wait.
Get her. Get her.
Just you wait. The only Asian woman?
Mm. Well, you seen it. I seen it too. I was like, so, okay. Anyway, we'll get there.
Well, just hold on to your horses, everyone. Woo!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
But you know, no, it's fine because we have some good romance. Now we're going to cringe romance, okay? Because Sheffy and Culver, right, are being a little. Let's get some food into you, Culver. I guess we're friends again because now that I have Joao on the side, you're just you know, whatever. They're having a little moment, and Sheffy's like, if you ever need Culver, he's always in the kitchen. Blah 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 blah. While seizure is happening. And then Jamie goes, you went to see Zarina instead of me? And why? What? You didn't check on me?
I mean, she's making some points.
She's stronger than me because I would never admit this. Ever.
Yeah. She making some points though, Sasha. I mean, you got to admit, man. It's like, this it's all tense and everything's falling apart and you run to the chef when I'm right here? Okay.
That's the thing. Why are men? And that is Culver's tagline. Because all he cares about is food. He's like, wait, now there's two more plates that you cook that don't need to be served. So can I eat them both? I mean, he don't care about Jamie.
He said he food. Do care. He cares about her. That's why he goes to his boss, his friend that everybody loves, Joao. Even
he's an enemy. He literally was like, he good at the computer. Why are you talking like you're a Zoomer?
he don't want to admit it, just like you, but Joao's a good guy. And so he's like, Joao, can you help me? Because Culver is about to now ask Jamie to be his girlfriend. Look at this man caring about her.
Cringe central. Okay. And as someone that this would work on me, I want to make that very clear. I'm fine to hold my ridiculousness on a sleeve. But they have known each other 2 minutes and he would like to make it official.
And she said,
nothing works, ladies. Make sure you make her feel so uncomfortable. and you're pretty hot, like Jamie, of course, unfortunately, because, you know, the brain ain't brain selling. But neg them a little, they're going to come to you. Ignore them a little, they'll come crawling back with an essay written on the card, baby. So you know what? Look, City Girl's up 10 here. Because
are they up?
Because they are like, up.
I hate this. This is corny. You 30 years old. I don't want to check yes or no. What box you check, babe? You check yes, didn't you?
Okay. Who else she got going on?
It don't matter. It don't matter. City Girls is locked down.
No, listen.
Hot Girl Summer's over.
Summer's exactly. We gotta get it to cuff it season.
She got cuffed up. But she don't even like this dude like that. And she can't even admit it.
It really doesn't. It's so funny. He's a guy, you're 30. The only thing I want to check is a corona test. Jamie looks so good, by the way, and to like end up with this. I don't understand.
All the women on this show are so attractive.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah,
I was like, look, everybody's so beautiful. I'm so happy for them. But at the same, and look at them all finding love. Jamie, obviously in love with Cobra, the love of her
love.
Life.
Marina. Love. Marina. She is embarrassed by that man.
She ain't that embarrassed. She went and showed all her homegirls. Look, y'all, I checked yes. And poor Aisha. Aisha in a damn blender. She's so messy. She's like, yes, I'm so happy for this. I was like, Sasha, sit down somewhere.
And she runs to Cobra. I was like, oh, okay. I really should change my personality.
You're like, is this me? Is it me?
Am I the drama? Because I think, I feel like that's what I would do. I would just want to be you. I'm a girl.
Right.
Remember it 10 minutes ago when I tried to do this to you?
Yeah, literally.
What is wrong? But anyway, it's just... It's sweet, but you know who also had a sweet moment? Aisha, years ago. Again, on this, when Joao was on the boat, but they held up a sheet for her and they spray painted it on the sheet. That said, will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah. I thought this was sweet. And I think Jamie is just trying to save face because she likes this man. Just like how Zarina's trying to save face because she likes that man. And all these women are in a blender.
I don't know about next week.
Right. Let's talk about the preview, Sasha. Now,
yes.
What happens here?
It looks like my girl is like, but Luca over there,
right?
Maybe is a little bit more my type. So let me start with a selfie because, you know, if a girl wants to take a selfie with you for no reason, you've gone to that beach every day. And girls, I believe, would rather have you take pictures of them, right? Like to be like, oh, I'm at the beach. Look at me. Take my picture. But no, if she's trying to take a selfie with you.
Yeah. Yeah, been on that side of the camera for sure. Definitely been like, what was that about? When we start taking pictures together? And then I think in the preview, it looks like she disappeared. And they were looking for her. They're like, where's Jamie? And I'm like, if she better not be with Luca, I know that much.
City Girl's up 1,000 after.
We ain't even got to that episode yet. We don't even know. Stop it.
I hope.
Shenanigans, Sasha.
She says, Culver, remember what you did to Jeffy? Well, now I'll do it to you.
Honestly, that's real. If you have not learned nothing else from this show, how you get them is how you lose them a lot of times.
Yes.
So there's some shady stuff going on. You can't put that past nobody involved in that relationship.
And we still haven't seen the Margot Joao kiss.
Yeah. Which, interesting.
<That dog. laughs> He sucks.
He is innocent until we see otherwise. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Fine. I'll let it go. But of course, it doesn't stop here, right? For Jamie and Culver. Because then they all come back from their night out. And the boys are like, yeah, mullets and budgie night. Da-da-da-da, speedo time. And Jamie's like, you're an idiot. Like, I'm trying to go in the bed with you. And you would rather... be at the freaking in the hot tub with your boys. I am not a loving person. So for me, I was like, what did Culver do wrong?
Right.
I would be like, yes, like, I get time away.
Yeah, we're both like, go party, have your fun. This boy is an idiot. You know, yeah. I'm not saying that in a mean way to Culver. I'm just saying, like, he a goofball.
No.
So, you know,
exactly.
Because I too would have been partying. But
yeah, and
know,
I would have been like, goodbye. We had a good night. Like,
yeah, it felt like she still was like, I want more attention. And yeah. The fact that you want to run off and go be Culver with your boys, it's like, I don't want that right now. Like, you just signed up to be my boyfriend. That means you got to be my boyfriend. And so I'm like, but you knew who he was before you checked yes. You know,
exactly.
You knew he was the chief entertainment officer
CEO.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, eventually he leaves the hotel. They're like, could you go? You might want to go check on your girlfriend. He's like, oh damn, I gotta go. Bye.
Well, you remember he didn't pay. So they take turns, right? They get a $17,000 tip, which, you know, is good from the boys trip. And looks like everyone has paid at a night out except Margo, according to what Harry said, at least, right? It sounds like Margo hasn't paid, unless I'm completely wrong, but I don't think Margo is paid. So Margo, Luca, obviously, but Luca's new. Culver has not paid and Jamie. So Jamie said, nah, I'll pay this time. And Culver's just hiding from the check. Deliver me from broke bitches.
And the messed up part is that, why you acting broke? We know you got the money. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you
just
we had the tip meeting. Right. We had the tip meeting. We know you got it. So what's up?
And then he plays dumb, right? He's like, I don't know what's going on. What happened? Oh, let me figure it out. No, you just didn't want to pay. You're broke.
You just didn't want to pay.
Stay away from boys like this.
Jamie,
what did Cardi B say? Broke boys don't deserve.
I know that's right. Here's what she said. I know that's right. Look, I can't defend you here, Culver. This was tacky. This was a bad move, man. Because everybody sees you hiding from the check. That's the worst thing in the world. Like, if you ain't got it, let everybody know up front you ain't got it. But we saw you get that. Because they got, what, $17,000 for the tip? Mm-hmm.
So they divided 1,000 something each. Yep.
Yeah. So you got at least a little. You could cover tonight's bill. You know, it'll probably be
and
high,
it was like,
but it ain't
300.
High.
No, I think we heard right. It. It was like 300, which I was like, that cheap. Stop.
Yeah.
For that many people, I feel like it's cheap.
Yeah.
And alcohol.
And this might be like the first little cracks in their relationship that probably shouldn't have happened anyway. You know, like, you're cheap and then you're out here being goofy when I want to be laid up with you. I didn't really like the cringe note, you know, with the check boxes. Yeah, he's off to a bad start. They say you're in the doghouse on day one and that's tough.
That's embarrassing. But then he has shots for Harry because Harry's like, no, she's mad at you. And he's like, yeah, because Harry can read women, not like, oh, he didn't need to drag Harry like that.
Hey, point to me. Look, if we're going to shoot shots, you know, everybody.
He didn't miss. Unfortunately, yeah. he didn't miss. He just missed the check.
Yeah, but it's okay. Harry gonna have the last laugh when she start looking in other directions. You better start paying attention, Culver.
Yep, 100%. And yep, this is like our romance corner. I feel like that's where all our relationships are standing. And I just love, also, side note, Sheffy says, why couldn't the captain just fall in love with me instead? Truer words have not been spoken.
They will not let this man breathe. Captain Jason, let this man be thick and single. That's all he want to do.
His thighs, they save lives.
He's too voluptuous for these, like, to just be letting anybody have him. So, Captain Jason, you stay. You go, boy. You hold on to your prize. Don't let these people have it just willy-nilly.
Hold on to your flower.
Yeah, to your flower, Captain Jason. You keep maintain your innocence, bud.
What is wrong with us? We are so
I don't know. It's so funny. They just so sexualize this man so much. I mean, when the second group tries to do it, he like legit leaves. He's like, I can't do this tonight. Sorry.
Absolutely not. Okay. So it's just, I appreciate how they're all completely lost it. And it's only 2 weeks mm-hmm. left or 2 charters yes. left. And they have completely just, we've gone off the rails, baby. And then Joao the next morning does ask, like, during charter day, ask Sheffy to go on a date. And Sheffy says, I thought we were being casual. What happened? And I will say, this is how I ended up in a relationship once. When I was like, yes, I finally kissed a boy that I didn't know. And it was random. And then we dated for 6 months.
Uh-huh. And that's very much what's about to happen here. Because she's like, yeah. So I thought this was casual. And he's like, no, you didn't. And she's like, oh, you're so annoying. Like, yeah.
She's so funny. Because I'll tell you, I hate saying anything lovey-dovey to people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm Zarina in a relationship and I see how frustrating I can be now and I don't care.
And I think the crazy part about it too is that he's the same way with her. It's not like she's and he's like falling over her. He's like nagging back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah. Like they're licking chocolate off of each other at this point. And he's like, so you want to go on a date? She's like, something casual. He goes, I mean, if you want to call it casual, and she's like, oh, I hate that I like him. You know, I was like, yeah, because you don't want to call it casual. You like him. Joao is the guy. He's the king. And y'all, all of y'all in the chat, y'all, I know y'all are coming in next week hot. Y'all are going to yell at me. But I don't care. Right now, City Boy's up.
Oh, absolutely not. What do you mean? No. You're trying to slip that one past me. Jamie is holding our torch. That's our Lori Harvey, okay?
She really is.
Oh my God. What is
meanwhile, she's like, Jamie Bradbury. Ooh, I wonder how my last name would sound.
Well, that's how you breadcrumb. You gotta give them.
Yeah, whipped. She whipped.
She's not saying it to him.
No, that's how you know she whipped.
Listen, no, you have to tell his friends so that his friends tell him, oh, she's so whipped. Meanwhile, you're out here doing dirt. Come on.
we're ridiculous.
Woo! I'm married. It's okay. I made it. Yeah. I left it behind. but that like wraps up kind of our charter one and our romance. Now we have next charter. And this is where it gets juicy, everyone. So we have a preference sheet meeting. It is in San Francisco based friend group where the core primaries are Zara and Melissa. They'll be enjoying a girls trip with some friends, which I was like, yay. Like below deck and girls trips. It's just when will we break, you know, when will we be freed from the shackles of
patriarchy? Better women. Be better.
Please. Okay. But this happens. It does happen. I can't even lie on this. So they'll be enjoying a girls trip with plenty of dietary restrictions. Someone is even semi-kosher, which I was like, what does semi-kosher mean?
That was so odd. I was ready to ask you about that. There were so many dietary restrictions. I was confused because I don't know how you, like, where do you draw the line if you're semi-kosher?
She just said she doesn't eat pork, which well, that means that she's... She eats kosher style is all that means. It's not keeping kosher.
Right. That's interesting.
Shoshana,
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. I don't know what's Matt. Actually, I might keep semi-kosher because like I eat kosher meat only, but I don't. But I eat at non-kosher restaurants. Just, I eat vegetarian there. So even I'm breaking kashrut rules, but still, whatever. So you do you. The point is she doesn't eat pork, which I think a lot of Jews like, don't eat pork. Like that's their like kosher style. But anyway, just wild because I was excited to be like, oh, how are they going to, you know, how is Zarina going to serve her? Like what goes on? And turns out Zarina just gives a vegetarian tub and she's like, no, I eat meat, just not pork. So right. I was like, wah.
But then someone was gluten free, I think. And then someone was lactose intolerant, which I'm sure we're about to get into.
Oh my God, right? Because they've requested a mad tea party and a thunder from down under, which I went on record with Rob saying that is what I would want, like a thunder from down under performance or some version of that. Like, yes, but not from the crew. I would be like,
like bring in the strippers.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. Makes sense. You know, I know one in Tulsa, but you know, he's in Tulsa. So anyway, and then Margo is also back to being number three because this Asia says, you know, like, listen, this is kind of your punishment because you don't get fired. You get the disco helmet And I think it's time for you to, you know, go back down a little bit. Then the guests also asked to be served in Speedos as soon as they get on the boat. And then they're like, Culver, who's dating who? And Culver's like, I have a missus on the boat.
Yes, Culver. Yes. He's like, look, I got a wife now. I'm wifed up.
Her I locked down Jamie. The baddest.
Yeah, it did. It's, yeah, and she locked down because she like it here. And so they're like, ooh, you know. Yeah, oh, this was fun. God. This was like the last bit of fun they had before it got ratchet.
Yes, because now it's time for the Mad Hatter Tea Party. Looks wise, beautiful. Food wise, amazing. And then Luca, I feel like, is dressed up in a sexy woman's Mad Hatter outfit, but I don't know. You know, vibes only, baby. Then they have some side conversation about cheese. Okay. And G goes, I don't need you to tell me about my body. Like, I got it. Okay. But that, I was actually not on G's side. I was on, I think Sarah is her name. Yeah, I think Sarah. That was her typing up the whole time. But anyway, the other primary, who I think was like kind of just being like, this is a lot of cheese, G. Like, are you good? Or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I know. You don't have to tell me. So that was a weird interaction. But I'm not, again, like, you know, we might not have got everything. And then. G goes to Sheffy. I feel like it is the most normal conversation. And Sheffy says that too. And she's like, hey, can you just let me know if there's dairy so that I'll just take my pills? Mm. Normal ass conversation. And Sarah and the other primary, Melissa, go, aren't you lactose intolerant? If you're lactose intolerant, why can pills make it better?
Right. Looks around. Excuse me?
If you have cancer, how can chemotherapy make it better?
Why y'all in my business is what I'm really wondering about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then G goes, well, I think I do because I have massive diarrhea and I will blow up. She did not need to say that. Sarah, you stupid, stupid lady. You are so evil. And here's the thing. I know people, this actually at an old job, this happened where a boss told a person they supervise that lactose intolerance isn't real, right?
Oh, my God. Well, I've heard people say gluten-free ain't real either. I'm like...
Let me call my friend Jason.
Yeah, they're like, gluten allergies aren't real. I was like, oh, okay.
Be for real, everyone. And then all of a sudden, it's like they were looking for a reason to blow up at her because they are screaming. They're like, you suck. And how can you not put this on your sheet? You know, that makes us look bad. Blah, blah, blah. Girl, she is just spewing hot garbage, Chappelle.
Did some point that someone said we drew straws because nobody wanted to ruin you? I was like, what the hell, man? Like, this is supposed to be vacation. Why would you say that to somebody? Are you okay?
No, she's not. And here's the thing, y'all. And, you know, I know people are going to flame me and I don't care. Because the only Asian woman, they're all white, I believe, from what it looks like, right? And I could be very wrong, and that's fine. But it was giving the weaponizing of their whiteness and just like going in on her for no reason. And I was like, she's the only Asian woman. And then being like, no one wanted her on. Why? And she could be annoying. Am I saying she couldn't be? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the optics look horrendous.
It really does. And sometimes you have to take yourself out of situations because of the optics.
Yes.
You have to say, does this look really bad? Because if it does, then it could be perceived as that by that person too. So the moment it got to the point where I believe somebody was like, well, I wanted her to be here. And someone, and Sarah yells, you're the only one who likes her. I was like,
yeah.
Whoa. Because y'all could have had this conversation and she didn't need to come. Like, you don't have her in a space where she doesn't feel safe. It's automatically...
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, if y'all don't all like her, then that's unsafe for her mentally or whatever, emotionally. Now, I'm not saying she's in physical harm's way.
No.
But I'm saying, like, bro, there are happier places that she can be instead of around people who don't like her. Everybody's been around somebody who they don't like or who dislikes them. And it's awkward and it feels weird. And if there's any type of semblance that this could be taken as something that is not, or something that it is and it's really bad, then you don't need to be involving people in that. So yeah, this was bad all around. It was bad because Zarina even says, like, I think it was Aisha was like, are they really making this big of a deal over this woman being lactose intolerant? Like, is this really what we're doing? Absolutely, it's what they're doing.
Yeah, it was so bad. And I just like want to go in a hole and die because how can y'all just come at her? And then Zara is the only person that's actually, I feel like, pushing to make her feel protected and goes and apologizes to her and says like, I'm so sorry this happened. Like this shouldn't have happened. Like, let's move on. Pathetic.
They spent half of the first day of the trip just arguing and fighting. And it's so bad. I think Sarah doesn't even join them later on because she's like sleeping off her alcohol. Mm-hmm. I didn't like this at all. This is like, this, again, like, give me drama. But it did. It felt like y'all was jumping that girl. Get off of her. You know, at some point, let her be. She said she's good. She's going to take a pill. Leave her alone. But it looked like they were looking for a reason, or they was already, like you said, maybe she's annoying. Maybe she's annoying as hell. But you're looking for a reason to blow up with her on a vacation. Not great.
100%. It was giving planned attack. And I didn't like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. It was disrespectful. And what do y'all care if she's lactose intolerant?
Right.
Like, how is that messing up your life?
It has nothing to do with you. It just has nothing to do with you. I mean, maybe she's one of those people who like, won't shut up about it. So they're like, well, why are you doing this if you know it's bad? But again, it felt like you already had these conversations amongst each other. Maybe be adults and talk about it with her. You know, like, hey, we understand that you don't, like, you're lactose intolerant, but you be talking about it a lot for somebody who always, you know, doing XYZ, maybe before you get on the trip. Or maybe just shut the hell up and tell her, like, when she goes to talk to you about it, you'd be like, hey, I'm good. I don't want to talk about you being lactose intolerant. You know, you can be an adult. It just was very odd. It was a very odd way to handle
it. And Sarah was drunk as hell because she can't even open her eyes for the dinner. Embarrassing, Sarah. You should be so embarrassed. And I hope you're sending G an apology. Because how dare you? Okay. And then I love that Zara is like, maybe she's an effing. And does she call her the C word?
I didn't catch it. I don't know what she said.
Yeah.
She was cussing her out.
No, she's like, maybe she's an effing C, but I like the, you know, whatever. I think it was a C word, but could be wrong. And then in all this craziness, they miss the floating peach. Be serious, everyone. How embarrassing. Okay. And stop dragging people for their dietary restrictions. It's silly. You don't, like, this girl is keeping semi-kosher. Why is she not being dragged then? Like, stop. They just all, I think, wanted an excuse to go off on her. And that is exactly what happened.
Yep, that's what happened. And it looked bad. And then they embarrass themselves on TV.
Yep. And now I hope they get dragged to hell. Then we get dinner. And of course, again, the dinner is nice. I do feel like sometimes the chef is like making, it's a kind of a little bit of a copy paste with her food, but it's good. So I'm not going to complain. And then the boys have been asked to wear the budgie smugglers. And I put this in my notes because I was like, if one of them has a disease, the whole boat is getting it right at this point, because the amount of times they have shared all of this is so gross. Like, are they wearing cups underneath or something? Because this is so nasty to me.
Well, we're assuming Margo is washing the clothes, right? She's down there doing the laundry.
Yeah.
So potentially it's getting done. And so it's clean? Question mark. I don't know. I'm just not out here wearing
thumbs up.
Yes.
I absolutely could never. It's fine. Okay. They look amazing in it. Like, Jason, of course, is hiding. And Aisha was like, you better hide because they will ruin you. Okay. It's like, throw them to the wolves, basically. And then the boys show up. And I love that they're like, we need to tie this really tight because they might pull on it. And Culver's like, if they pull on it, I'll see what happens. Culver probably wouldn't. You know, a little bit. He's like, yeah, let me show it off a little.
Also, Culver, you just got a girlfriend yesterday. Maybe, you know, be a little bit more modest. You know, you're out here like, oh yeah, I hope they pull on my dick. It's like, sir, What about your girlfriend who's inside the boat? You know, like maybe you should care a little bit more about that. Who knows?
You know, maybe, but he won't. Okay, let's be serious. And then, of course, they go crazy when they see them. And one of them, maybe that's the divorcee because they're celebrating a divorce. Someone goes under the table to the boys. I mean, that is more than thirsty. Like, what is past thirsty?
Oh, wasn't she yelling about having balls in her mouth?
That's what Luca said. Yes.
Yeah. Thirsty, hungry. She's all of the above. She's just out here trying to have a good time.
She's licking Harry's nipple. Like, oh my God, girl.
Listen, live your life, lady.
Yeah, but
we do see you. We do see you. We do see you, ma'am. The sun is out.
I think it's funny. I promise. But it's just, she just like it all in her face. And I wish the best for my girl.
Yeah, look, we love a woman who can go out here and enjoy herself. I'm very proud of her. Live your life, queen.
But just, you know, we don't get recorded. Okay, come on, girl. and then, you know, unless you're getting paid for it, like the other charter guests, like, yeah, daddy. But besides that, you know, we also, the last thing I feel like about this that I at least have is that the deck team is doing really well. They've all complimented each other. Joao even tells Captain, like, you know what? You were right. We did need an experienced hand because now I'm not relying on Culver as much. And he can do whatever, honestly, the hell he wants at this point because we're good. So, you know, plus one to deck team. And of course, Captain's always right. I love it. Okay, anything else, Chappelle, about these two episodes?
No, this was so much fun. Again, we got to talk about the relationship corner was popping. So that was fun. I'm still holding out hope for my boy Joao to end this season on top, you know, because I know I got to prove all my haters wrong. Yeah, oh, no, stop it. Stop wishing. Stop. Where was it? Praying on that downfall. This man has found happiness. Serena is happy. Let them be happy, Sasha. Why are you hating?
The mid-season trailer was hating. I'm just bringing it back up as, you know, a serious journalist.
Digitally altered footage, Sasha. It was digitally altered. It could have been AI.
Not the AI.
Was it deepfake love?
It wasn't me, 2023 version.
Yes. Deepfake love, I'm telling you.
Oh my God, I hate this. But yes, an amazing episode. Messy enough. We hope you enjoyed it. And of course, we'll be back next week live. We missed you, chat. We missed all of you and your ridiculous comments. But it's okay. I do have something that I feel like should be getting my flowers for, Chappelle.
Okay.
Because we have a trailer for Below Deck Med.
Yes.
And guess who is the chief stew to me?
Ooh.
Who I called out last week.
You did.
Yes. Yay. I believe this is the first Black woman to be a chief stew on all of Below Deck.
Yes.
So again, we don't know if we're gonna cover it yet. I feel like we at least need 150 reviews to have this conversation, and we're at 112. So the thing is, help us out, get to at least 150 so that Rob knows that, you know, please help us out. Get us 150 so we can tell Rob that we got to keep covering this stuff. Okay. And the trailer looks very, very fun. It's going to come on September 25th, it looks like. And so that's when this is going to be ending. And so in a few weeks. So we're going to get Captain Sandy, of course, is going to be back on the Mystique. I believe is that's the boat name. And season 7 cast member Kyle and Natalia are going to be back. They're pretty messy and fun. So they'll be there. And Toomey will be back. And then, are you ready for one of the boys? Luca will be on.
Oh,
yeah.
How did that happen? Okay, I guess he's jumping ship.
And there's going to be some like hookups and stuff going on. So with Luca. So I think it's going to be messy. And Toomey and Natalia seem to be having a fight over like Chief Stew versus here's how I think you should do things right, blah, blah, blah. So Toomey, I am a shooter for Toomey. I will die for her. So can't wait. Can't wait. Get excited, everyone. It's coming. And yeah, I called it maybe. Who knows? That is like our social media corner as well. And with that, please get us to 150 five-star reviews. Okay, don't play us, please. If you have constructive criticism, you can write it, but five stars only. All right?
Yes.
And with that, Chappelle, anything else?
No, it was a great time. Again, hopefully we have our esteemed guest with us next week. And then if we get to 150, let's do Below Deck Mad. Let's see what we can do. We gotta feed the boss man.
Okay.
So let's see what happens here. But I'm excited to try to see if we can make it over there.
100%. Listen, it's gonna be a fun season. I can't wait for you to interact with the captain. I'll just say that. And with that, Chappelle, where can the people find you?
You can find me here on Rob Has a Podcast. I was recently on the most recent Big Brother recap on the Wednesday episode. I am covering Netflix shows with Rob every week on Nothing But Netflix. Rob and I just started our own daily Suits podcast, recap podcast. And so if you like the show Suits on Netflix, formerly on USA, then go to suitspodcast.com and subscribe and add us on Facebook at our suitspodcast.com/Facebook and follow us on Twitter at suitspod. And then, of course, on post-show recaps, I'm talking about The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. It just started up. Mari and I are still covering shows on The Connect on post-show recaps. So we're going to be talking about The Changeling with Lakeith Stanfield and the other black girl on Hulu. And so check those things out as well. And follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show, where I'll tweet out the links to everything else.
Can't wait. Okay. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. I'm always on Mess Magnets talking celebrity gossip, hot topics. We talk Joe Jonas divorce. Okay. Everything, we're talking about it with Kirsten McKenness. And I wrapped up, everyone. Thank God. Special Ops Lioness with Jason Reed over on Post Show Recaps. So check that out. And I was a guest on 90 Day Fiance. Yeah, we're just, you know, here we are back again on Before the 90 Days this week. So check that out. And for everything else I'm doing, just follow me on Twitter and you'll know. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.